This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
You've got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, a guy stops in the middle of a police chase to do what? Any guesses?
Wipe.
I too will join Fatboy in the wiping. It doesn't necessarily mean of his buttocks. It could mean something on the windshield.
It could wipe anything.
Are you
going to go with wipe too, Jim?
I'll say he got completely naked.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, how do you wipe?
Left hand.
I mean, not to wipe, just to be naked.
Oh, well, I see.
I mean, all of those are great answers, but this is what happened.
We're wrong.
No, you were almost there, sort of. This guy stops in the middle of a police chase to fill up with gas. This happened on Tuesday afternoon. A guy allegedly shoplifted from a Home Depot in Glendora, California, and he sped off. When the cops came, he took off, and the chase was on. But this one had a strange twist. At one point, the guy pulled into a gas station to fill up, and he even ran into the gas station to pay. The car appeared to be missing a bumper and some serious damage in front of the vehicle. And he even pulled in, and he was talking to a guy in a truck, and he even grabbed something from a customer, and then he went in to pay, and then he got back in the car. So he filled up with gas before the police could get there, and then he took off again. He drove for more than an hour after that until he finally pulled into a parking garage near downtown L.A. and took off on foot, and they're still looking for him.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that they actually paid for the gas.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you got to get him to turn the pump on.
See, that's why, back
in the day, you could pull up and just start pumping gas because people used to be honest, but now we're a bunch of damn thieves.
Yeah, true. He didn't want to use his credit card.
Thank God he wasn't driving an electric car.
It's a giveaway.
I just got to charge real quick, officer. Give me 10 minutes.
A couple hours here. I want to get a good charge.
How long do you get? What does it take with a Tesla, or to charge?
I've looked them up, but I don't remember. Let me make sure I have good information.
I'm not thinking about getting one or anything.
Anywhere between 6 and 12 hours for a good full charge.
So if you run out of energy, you just have to pull over and just charge.
Oh. Ugh. And you got to go to a special place to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody's got the charge.
Yeah. Home charging, 6 to 8 hours. If you use one of those, maybe it's faster charging if you pull. I don't have one.
Why is it in downtown Greenville, the first level of the parking garage is parking for electric cars? So if you do it the old-fashioned way that people still make money from, you have to park further up.
Yeah, I think just because it's a green initiative, whatever. I don't know.
Let's change the name of the city then.
I think it's a great idea.
Gasville.
I think they ought to quit letting, when the well opens back up for events, I think they ought to quit letting people park damn dualies in the garage beside it because they don't fit.
But what
they don't
if,
fit in any of the damn spots.
Agree with that.
What if it's like the way we are sometimes with charging our phones and the car's not charged completely and that's such a pain.
Well, I don't know.
Don't buy one.
I don't know. All right, so
why not have them solar powered?
Oh, man. Like today, you couldn't go anywhere.
Well, that's true. You wouldn't be able to get a charge.
That's a sign from the Lord.
You get
very minimal charge today. Well, maybe solar backup. Then it just costs more then because you have battery and solar.
Imagine how big the car is going to be with this big antenna. Great. All right. Well, there was a study done. And the study found that 79% of Americans have been distracted at their jobs because of the election year. Whatever they're doing on social media.
Or Matt showing them Instagram pictures during news. It's usually what does it, y'all.
I think people be that's just their excuse. They're distracted by anything, everything.
Yes, it's become the reason to be a bitch or an a-hole right now. It's like, well, you don't know what she's dealing with, dude. She's got to teach her kids and work from home while she's at the beach. It's tough right now. That's how everybody's handling this stress. You get a free pass to be a jerk.
Some people are so passionate about it. 47% of us admit talking about politics at work, but it varies quite a bit from state to state. So we have the top 10 states where people love to talk about politics. At number 10, it's Virginia. Number 9, South Carolina.
That's the thing I don't like
shocking.
About here. man, here people don't shut up about it, it seems like.
That's why I'm saying it. I figured we'd be in top three.
Oh, yeah, okay. I see it being shocking that way. I thought we'd be really high, too.
Yeah, you are.
Then you got Indiana, Alabama, Wisconsin, Utah, Delaware, Arkansas, Iowa.
Delaware? Malarkey.
And the state where people talk about politics the most at work, Rhode Island.
I don't think I heard many swing states in there. It was Ohio.
Rhode Island's got nothing to talk about. What do they have to talk about? What's the attraction of Rhode Island?
I don't know. I've never been.
I ain't either. I mean, would you? All I know about Vermont's jelly and Newhart.
Seems like a really nice place to visit, though. It's really pretty.
Yeah, and they take anyone in there. They are welcoming to anyone. Yeah.
So the state where people talk about politics the least? If you want to not talk about politics, you need to move to Mississippi because that's where they talk about it the least.
Well, they can't read good.
I know. They don't know what it is.
I don't get it. You know what? Something I was enjoying over the weekend is just following people on Twitter and looking at Twitter from the toilet and seeing the people. Man, nobody cares what actors and wrestlers and athletes think about politics.
But here's what I think.
Yeah, why do they care? Why do they care what welders and machinists think then? Hey, that goes both ways, dip blank.
Yeah.
That's a two-way street there. You don't care what they think, they don't care what you think, then y'all both should shut up.
I don't care.
I just said welders go both ways. 864-241-4318.
You know what? One of my old roommates was a welder. He totally did.
Mig.
Oh, my goodness.
He was Mig and Ted.
No, Miz.
All right, did you know that 1 in 5 workers would consider leaving a job where the majority of coworkers have different political views than themselves, and then they would just be frustrated and have to just walk out and quit.
Just don't talk about it at work.
This is why it's good that most people, and you know, that's not even fair to say, a lot of people are working from home. Most people are not.
But a lot of people.
A lot of people are working from home. When you get to work, you cannot want to talk about politics. You can tell yourself, I'm not talking about it today, but something will come up at work. And it could even be like, Fatboy, why are you wearing a blue shirt? What does that mean? And 9, you were wearing a red one on Friday. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what Matt Man said about downtown Greenville? What are your thoughts?
I mean, you could say I'm wearing a blue shirt or I was wearing a red shirt on Friday.
You're wearing white pants after Labor Day. What does that mean?
It means I'm confident I'm not going to mess my britches today.
Right.
More so than I should be, knowing me.
You may say something that would offend somebody. 66% of these people say it's usually fine to talk about politics at work.
People who ask you about political opinions or ask you who you're voting for oftentimes are very not smart.
Yeah, they're real nosy.
Real nosy.
Did you vote yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Get that a lot. So,
you know, Q Kyle, he got fired. Remember, because of the election?
He's going to sell his vote. Yeah. Q Kyle. Say it 100 times more, Q Kyle.
I got Q Kyle's point that people that are elected officials can sell their votes to lobbyists, which is something that is still amazing to me at almost 45 damn years old. That it's just a known that his job is a lobbyist. Mm-hmm. He gets to go wine and dine and golf and all these different things with these guys just to get them to vote a certain way.
Should
and it's okay.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that I don't think all lobbying is necessarily bad. Some people lobby for good things, but most lobbying is done with lots and lots of money and lots of fanfare, and it's usually for something evil.
Yeah.
But people do lobby for positive things, too.
That's why they're putting $100 million behind Jamie.
Yeah.
Are you lobbying for lobbying?
I'm only lobbying for good lobbying.
He's an usher, is why he's saying this. That's why he cares. I'm a vestibulist.
Oh, all right.
It's a different party. It's like the Libertarians.
Yeah. Now, see, there's talking about politics, which I think is okay, but then there's sharing your personal views and opinions, which is where you need to.
Yeah.
Don't.
Or being too opinionated and shoving your views down people's throats is never good.
That's down the hall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, according to a recent study, a baby develops a love for either faster music or slower music based on their parents' height. So your parents' height is to blame for your musical taste, according to this recent study, because it found that shorter mothers and fathers prefer faster beats because their strides are quicker.
That's awful. But that's probably, I mean,
funny.
Short people walk more than tall people.
They take more steps, yes.
Incredible.
Yeah, like Bear, if he was running with my dogs, he would take way more steps than them because he's got much shorter legs than they do.
He's actually running for TR County Council.
Is he? Oh, he's probably, they have a county?
Yes.
Man, yes. Well, so, they're still in Greenville.
You busted me, I lied.
Researchers from Cambridge, they found babies' natural rhythm is shaped by their parents, and a baby's preferred musical beat is influenced by their parents' walking pace.
So, oh, man, that explains why every dude I know who had a mom who was a little bitty short, fire plug, spark plug, country woman who'd stomp around like hell all the time, they love some metal. And it makes sense because their mamas were basically in a sprint anytime they did anything.
Well, so people that grew up that listened to EDM music probably like start walking fast and then they get tired and then they say, okay, I'm going to get going and now I'm going, oh, then I'm running again.
Which is, again, those people usually a little younger, which is indicative of their parents being on antidepressants in the 90s.
Wow. Twins are in town.
Parents with shorter legs take quicker strides. So look at your parents' legs and then look at the music that you listen to.
This is one of my favorite songs. It's always been bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum.
Oh, boy.
My sweet low sweet cherry.
The Camptown ladies.
Want to celebrate some birthdays?
Doodah. Doodah. Yes.
All right. CM Punk.
No. That's Phil Brooks to you.
Chicago made punk? Yeah. No.
I haven't watched the horror movie he's in yet.
Well, listen to the interview he did on the show. It's just as bad.
I don't think we have it anymore.
He said it was Chick Magnet. Like, it ain't Chick Magnet.
It was not Chick Magnet.
Never was.
It was Chicago made.
He was not a good guest on our show.
No.
Hell of a wrestler, but terrible guest.
Scumbag. Piece of crap.
He's a dick.
He's just having fun with you.
He was not. He was.
I think he has fun. He hates fun.
He is. Go drink and do drugs, dude. You're missing out. That's why you're so just ill-tempered all the time. I hate you, Phil. I'll see he's 36. I hope someone sneezes out his candles.
41.
47?
CM Punk is 42 today.
Hmm.
Seth MacFarlane. MacFarlane.
Yes. How old is Seth MacFarlane? I will say that he... Is he married?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
To a woman? I will say...
I'd be surprised.
Seth MacFarlane is 52.
50.
57?
Seth is 47 today. And from The Princess Bride... And the man in black, Cary Elwes,
yeah. Right? From
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Saul.
We interviewed him also.
When Saul was around, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the worst acting he's ever done, but stirred off a good set of movies.
Wasn't he in Navy SEALs with Charlie Sheen? Was that him? I think it was him.
Yeah, he was in Hot Shots, I think.
Yeah, with that hot French girl.
Yeah.
What was her name?
By the way, there isn't much about Seth MacFarlane's personal life, but he was at one point dating Emilia Clarke.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Good for him.
So you're saying he might vote Lindsay? I don't know if you said that. That's what I was asking. I'm going to say 58. It's hard to say.
We'll 60. That's 62. 62.
67.
Carrie is 58 today.
Will he be at Toy Empire soon?
Probably. Give it time. Toy Federation. That's they had Rusty Griswold last weekend.
Yeah, man.
Got Candyman coming up next week for Saturday.
Well, let's make we'll see if he'll do an interview. That's one of Jimmy's favorite horror movies.
Man, Tony Todd's been in some good movies. He's a great actor.
He's in the new one, too.
Yeah, he's been in some other great horror movies. He's in, Final Destination movies and all kind of stuff, man.
Since here we can get you Twisted Todd instead, if that's okay.
I'm equipped.
And a hottie from American Horror Story, Dylan McDermott.
That's from American Horror Story. No, that's Jackson Lattery from Steel Magnolias, damn it.
Oh. He's hot.
You thinking of Dermot Mulroney?
No.
He's one of those guys that has all those people like that have, you'll see him in a movie and you can't tell, is that so-and-so or so-and-so? Is that Penelope Cruz or Selma Hayek?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
From American Horror Story. What about the Cowboy Way and In the Line of Fire?
Is that Javier Bardem or is that Negan? I can't tell.
They're definitely different.
Yeah. 60. I see 62 again. I'm going to stick with that.
61.
57.
Dylan McDermott is 59 today. Huh. And Bob Golic. Is it Golic or Golic?
You know, that's one I've heard both ways.
Yeah. I hear Golic mainly.
Most notably known for Saved by the Bell, the college years.
Correct? Yeah, yeah. Yes. I think that's why he made the cut, just Saved by the Bell purposes only.
Yes. God, he's got a 65.
I'll say 62 this time.
64.
Bob is 63. And the last one, Pat Sajak.
Oh, Sage.
Oh, man. He's funny.
I will say Pat Sage. You think he's funny?
Oh, yeah.
I don't see any personality from that guy.
His old man jokes. You watch it every day because I do.
Oh, no.
I was about to say it's weird how he's resonated with audiences for like 40 years, but no, it's the same people have been watching for 40 years.
That's what it is. Yeah. Do they sanitize the wheel now?
You know what?
They wear gloves when they touch it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Pat Sajak. I'm going to stick with 62.
For 40 years.
You are. Damn near.
Let's see. I'm going to say he was older than 20 when he started hosting Wheel, so I'm going to say he's 72.
80.
Pat Sajak is 74 today.
Man.
Well, Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Maybe he'll run for president when he retires from Wheel. Who knows?
He could. He might be too young.
Yeah. Apparently.
Sajak and Vanna? On a ticket together, you tell me who would beat that.
Well, people would vote for Trebek as long as you didn't tell him he's Canadian.
Trebek and Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny.
What's Johnny's last name? Who knows?
I do know it.
Johnny?
I can't think of it now.
Hey, I got to look.
Yeah, because he said it before.
We're not going to go to break till you remember.
I'm going to forget, but he has said
work
his name.
Work stoppage.
Oh, yeah, I knew it too, man, as soon as I saw it. Like, yeah, I've heard him say it plenty of times. You'll know it. You're going to feel stupid,
too.
Oh,
yes. Fat boy, you ready?
Yeah.
I'll say one word and see if this will give it to you. Sean.
Johnny the Bomb.
What's eating?
Gilbert.
Great.
Johnny Gilbert.
No, his last name's Grape. Johnny Grape.
Johnny Grape, yes.
Arnie. There. Johnny Arnie.
Johnny Arnie, yes.
There you go.
It's Johnny Gilbert.
It's terrible.
They're the best, no doubt. If I drink a lot of coffee anyway, I'm in trouble.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys. The Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Hooked up.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
241-4318. Is there any Halloween talk on this one? Anybody like, I don't like your tombstones in your yard?
No, you don't get none of that.
Bringing down my value on Zillow.
I don't like a little shaky ghost you hang from the roof.
Do they sell churches on Godzilla?
That's funny. Godzilla is good.
Appreciate that.
I like that.
I sold that from Japanese Reddit. I'm just kidding. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
What's up, Rise Guys? This is P1 and Holden. Just what I got a little message for the so-called Gamecock, LSU, Alabama, whoever fans or people. Y'all need to get a life. Y'all sit here and say, SEC, yeah, I get it. They're good. That's why we play them every chance we get. 9 times out of 10, we beat them. Go Tigers. I mean, what the else y'all got to do except sit on your couch, because y'all ain't playing nobody either. Because y'all ain't got beat by everybody. So, Rise Guys, I love you. Gamecock fans, be a fan. Just be a fan. Support your team, win or lose. Yeah, we lost national championship. Yeah, it sucks. But you know what? I can't wait. Everybody's going down, baby. 15-0. Go Tigers. Love you, Rise Guys. Hold her down.
Boo.
Wow.
And that's not in a Halloween reference either.
I was surprised to hear that one, because it's been a while since we got some, you know, football trash talk.
Yeah, it doesn't happen much on the FOF.
It's so weird how, you know, Clemson or Carolina, it's both schools within an hour of each other,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But then, but outside of the Gamecocks, I'm not going to support in-state. I will support, you know, SEC.
In my conference, yeah.
In my conference. It's almost like being the son of a former music minister.
Right? Yeah.
There would be these rumors and stuff about they did VBS a week early this year because we did ours early last year. And there's these little infightings that go on with the other Baptist churches.
Yeah.
But when they come together for the Southern Baptist Convention,
yep.
They are one and go against the Methodists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it works. The SBC, Southern Baptist Convention.
Where it gets me is how much...
BabCon.
How, when South Carolina used to be good, think about how heated the rivalry was with Georgia during the Spurrier era. And even with Florida then. And like, what, you really? Those are the guys you root for the next week?
Yeah, it was like a conference thing. You know, they'd say SEC, like, you don't make it any better.
Yeah.
You're just in it, hanging on.
You're just taking up spot.
It's just, I don't know. That's also a weird thing.
I heard they'd trade y'all for Baylor or TCU in a heartbeat.
Oh, oh boy.
We're going to combine with the Methodists. We're going to take on the the non-believers.
But you know what's going to happen now? It's going to open the floodgates for much more trash talk.
I got van full of tracks. We're going to give them all paper cuts. Baptize them in lemon juice. We're doing virtual baptisms now. And...
You like, dunk yourself?
I don't know. It's not a joke. They're doing virtual baptisms.
I believe it.
Yeah.
StreamYard baptisms?
I don't know. Push me off in the pool when he says go down.
Seems like you'd have to, like, if you're getting baptized, you'd have to be there physically and other people could watch on a stream, I guess.
Is that what it means?
That's what I would think. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Baptized remotely.
I'm not doing a bit here.
I really don't know.
I read that wrong, didn't I?
No, I really don't know. That's just a thought I had. It might not be that. It might really be that you're in a different place.
What if the preacher's virtual and big hands come out from the TV?
Maybe.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wouldn't it be something pulls you in there?
I don't know. I'm doing the baptism challenge.
There's an underwater cam. You get to see a person go down and then raise to walk in unison of life. Not like that. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
What's up, Rise Guys? P1 smooth operator. But, man, my little brother just got out of a damn rehab, man. He come home, and I've done had to do CPR on him twice in 2 days, man. This motherfucker done turned blue in the lips, done died twice, man. That's f***ing me up, guys. Man, I wish he would do better for himself. Sounds like he needs to go back to damn rehab. But, hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all every day, man. Tickle it, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Need to get him some Narcan in his stocking this year.
I don't want to make any generalizations, but, you know.
NORAD.
Don't he kind of sound like you should probably go with him? Maybe they could tag team a room together?
I was going to say maybe just call him.
But you just think every like country-ass dude's on drugs?
I mean, he sounds like he is. He's probably not the best person to be around for his brother.
You're probably not the best judge of who's on drugs.
I don't know.
That guy don't sound like he's on drugs.
Well, I live in Piedmont, so I'm authority on that.
I just think they all need to get some help, if that's what you're saying, but fat boy.
You come to Piedmont, you know exactly what drugs look like, because they're all on them. I mean, we're all on them.
Even in town?
Yeah, especially in town.
I thought it just stretched out to the rural parts of the Mont.
Town's Mill Hill. What do you think?
Oh, jeez.
It is. It's a Mill Hill with a bank and a cafe.
Let's not neglect the fact this guy's done died three times and turned blue.
That's terrible. Bad.
Yeah. I mean.
He needs further help.
I mean, eventually you're going to get the call, you know, and say, hey, he's then turned purple again. You know what? Look, I'm in the middle of a new episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
I know. He also doesn't sound certified either. So.
As soon as I find out what happened, then I'll come over there and pump his chest or whatever.
Well, Fat Boy thinks country people can't be CPR certified.
Well, they could be. That one's most definitely not.
You nurses and doctors and EMT, 864-241-4318. His name is Fat Boy.
Ambulance truck driver. Yeah.
Remember, that if you get a call because Fat Boy's had like a heart attack or something, if you're country... He don't think you can save his life.
Yeah. I'm not calling you. I'm not going to burden anybody else with that. I'll either die or fix it myself.
Say if Fat Boy has a heart attack. Let's say when Fat Boy has a heart attack.
You said it, not me.
864.
Get the thing downstairs.
241. Wait till he sees his next check.
Yeah.
864-241-4318.
Yeah, I work with this damn guy named Rodney, and every morning this dumb son of a bitch is talking about how he feeds his dumbass possums a cookie, and he licks them to wake him up. Man, you piss me the f*** off, Rodney. I don't even want to see your ass every f***ing day anymore, dude. I'm sick of hearing your f***ing possum stories, man. Get your fat ass on to somewhere else and kill that f***ing possum, dude. See ya.
What in the world is going on?
So he said that the guy has to lick the possums to wake up.
He licks the possum to wake the possum up, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Okay. They must sleep heavily.
I don't want to step on toes, but that does seem like a stupid pet.
You'd break our feet.
Licking possums? Licking the possum seems weird.
If you think a possum's cute, they're not. I mean,
they are cute.
They are pretty cute, man.
Little babies are cute. Google image
search possums and look at
them. Yeah, so but ugly. Then when they smile, though, they're not.
They're still kind of cute.
They hiss. They're ugly.
They show teeth.
They do hiss, but so do cats.
I hope they all get run over.
Oh, stop.
What do they do?
They're cute when they're...
What do possums do in ecology? Nine. Because anytime I say, oh, I killed this bug or I did this or whatever, you're like, well, you know, their purpose in all this.
They eat the hell out of ticks, for one.
Oh.
Yeah, they're good.
They eat the hell out of They love ticks, man.
You know what else eats ticks? Kerosene. Put it on your head if you got them.
Yeah. No, this would be before you got Lyme disease that they'll eat them.
Okay.
And possums don't carry rabies either, I don't believe.
They're still ugly, though.
That is not true.
Pretty sure it's true.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you.
Pretty sure it's true.
Why not?
Because he's probably right.
Probably. I mean, yeah, like his Encyclopedia Britannica.
I know some people who have pet possums. They talk about stuff.
Well, they go into, remember the woman that raised the pet deer in her house? The sucker got pissed off, broke out, and went and gored the neighbor.
Possums don't get that big. And they're not aggressive.
What?
They're not aggressive. They're not.
When they're babies, they're cute.
Raccoon's more aggressive than possum.
He pages these people, go and get baby
possums.
She
thinks every animal, you can have an animal with an eyeball hanging out.
I would rescue something like that and take it somewhere where it can be fed.
I'm gonna give you a sloth for Christmas.
Sloths are cute.
Everything is. They can have like a part of a tongue.
What if I get you a hyena with a bad sense of humor?
One of my buddies found two abandoned baby field rats, and another one of my buddies was going to go get them if nobody else wanted them.
PetSmart,
raise him.
PetSmart, can I return my hyena? He's not laughing. He's very depressed.
And Nine's right about the possums. It's rare for them to get rabies. They can get it, but it's rare.
I don't need to be double teamed on the fact that I was wrong. Well, I'm going to ask Jeeves and prove you both right.
I'm going Lycus.
All right. Let's go.
Hold a fist.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
All right, Matt, man. Oh. Nine. Okay. Sitting here listening to Little After Hours on the interwebs. I had to stop it mid-cast. Nine, you said it first about the guy fighting his way out of the alley. Taekwondo, because he knew Taekwondo. But you didn't just say it once. Matt, man, you followed up again with Taekwondo. It's not f***ing Taekwondo. It's not tight. We're not flying kites or riding bikes. Taekwondo. So don't f***ing call it Taekwondo. Anyone who calls it f***ing Taekwondo is f***ing wrong. Jesus Christ. It's annoying. Love you, though.
I don't feel it.
You don't.
Unless you're trying to upcharge on his next order of beard oil. Might get lost in the mail.
Oh, my goodness.
Might be broken hat.
With his crayons.
I mean, your next thing you're going to say, it's not a bag of apples.
Bag of?
Or no. A can of dip.
I don't it's know. I don't know if you if you're aware of this mystery caller. This
sounds like
Ernest's aunt. I don't know if you're aware of this. Matt Mann and I, myself, we are not martial artists. We are, in fact, not martial artists. We have very limited martial art knowledge.
You saw sidekicks.
I did. I saw sidekicks. I saw surf ninjas.
You're not a kung fu person.
Three ninjas. All
I got choked out by James Lennox like 11 times in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Also,
and I was trying, too.
Mystery person, you said the word karate wrong. It's karate.
You have to roll the R.
Yeah, you got to say it like Dirk Diggler did.
Yeah. Pardon me, I'm going to go over here and do some Aikido.
Just call it karate. Why do you got to say taekwondo? It's damn karate.
I don't even know what that – I don't know what the reference is, why we were talking about taekwondo.
It was on the – when we were doing the cruise ship story, the P-1 cruise, and somebody we used to work with was in the was in an alley in Nassau. Yeah. And some dudes were about to rob him, but he bluffed him by saying he was going to whoop him because he's a martial artist.
Oh, that's right.
Because he knows taekwondo.
Karate.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where that story came from.
Would a...
But I believe it's a Korean martial art.
Oh.
I believe so.
Would a wedding photographer be a martial artist?
Yes.
You like that joke? 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Listen here, you troll-faced motherfucker. I don't give a damn even if you are my uncle. Do you literally think that I'm going to take out a $70,000 f***ing loan to buy you out just because you got $70,000 of debt and you want somebody to f***ing bail you out? Well, you could suck my dick and kiss my white f***ing ass, you 80-year-old shriveled up f***ing head. Piece of shit.
Ooh, that one scared me.
I guess that merger's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well.
Is it like a family business, you think?
Yeah. It's got to be. Don't work with family. No. Don't work if you can avoid it in the first place.
All right, see, that's worked out well for us.
The second, definitely don't work with family. And karate is not its own style. Everything's karate.
No.
Who's his uncle, Sam?
Yeah, I know.
Sam's your uncle.
He's been paying him a lot more now than he has been.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, and emailed. Tomorrow is a new day, and it's Tuesday, in fact. Tomorrow, we got a brand new Truth and Consequences for you. In the meantime, Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m., Rise Guys Rewind. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. And tickle it, guys. It is good, isn't it?
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.